Schazer zechin ish bechis v'shalang v'vam Yehudim sech devam estav lamed. Zog the Mishnah that three brothers, two of whom are married to two sisters, and the third one is married to an unrelated woman. One of the brothers who is married to a sister dies without children. The brother who is married to an unrelated woman does yibin to the sister, and then he also dies without children, causing both of his wives to fall yibin to the husband of the other sister. The halacha is the sister is released without, meaning the one who was initially yevama without anything, since she's an achos ishtoi, and the other lady is released because the original wife, because she's a tzara serva. If the brother had given maimar to the sister after the first brother died, but never fully married her himself before he died, the halacha is that the unrelated woman has to get chalitza from the brother, may not be taken in yibum. Zok Nimar, the Mishnah says that in the last case she only gets chalitza because the sister was already given maimer. This suggests if even maimer wasn't given, the unrelated woman could even be taken in the yibum by the surviving brother. Rav Nachum said, we see from over here, the Mishnah holds that there's no zika even when the yivama falls to only one brother. Zok, the next Mishnah, if there are three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, and the third who is married to an unrelated woman, and the third brother dies without children, and one of the brothers does yibum to the wife, and he also dies without children now, causing both of his wives to fall to yibum to the husband of the other sister, the halacha is that the sister is released without anything because she's an achos ishtoi, and the other wife is released without anything because she's a tzara serva. If the brother had given maimar to the unrelated woman after the first brother had died, but never fully married her before he himself died, the halacha is that the unrelated woman has to get chalitza from the remaining brother, but may not be taken in yibum. For the acting Gemara, the Mishnah seems to be saying exact same thing like the last Mishnah. In fact, if anything, the last Mishnah is a bigger chiddush. This second Mishnah is a bigger chiddush because in that case, the sister makes the unrelated woman fully putter. I'm sorry, the first case is the bigger chiddush because in that case, the sister makes the unrelated woman fully putter, even though the sister is only the tzara, not the original wife. Whereas in this Mishnah, she makes her putter because she's the original wife. And when in fact, the Tana taught this second Mishnah first because he thought that in the case of the first Mishnah, the unrelated woman would need yibum or chalitza since she was the original wife. He then realized that she would be usher in that case as well, and therefore taught that Mishnah. However, since that's the more novel Mishnah, even though he taught a second, he put it first. However, the second Mishnah he doesn't delete, because once you teach something, you don't delete it. So the next Mishnah about three brothers, two of whom, Reuben and Shimon, are married to two sisters, and the third, Levi, is married to an unrelated woman, and Reuben dies without children, and Levi does yibum to the sister, and then Shimon's wife dies, and then Levi dies without children as well. The halacha is that the women are potter from chalitza from Shimon, since the sister was usher to Shimon at the time of Reuben's death, when he was still married to a sister, therefore she remains also forever. Zok the Gemara, Yehuda named Rav, said any yivam which can be taken yibum at the time of the death of her husband takes on the status of an ish ach sheyesh lebanim and remains also to the brother forever. In fact, this halacha was clearly stated in our Mishnah, so why does Rav have to say it again? So from the Mishnah, we would think to say that the woman is also because she remains Shimon's wife's sister through her initial yibum period, meaning Shimon's wife didn't die until after Levi did yibum. However, we would say that if Shimon's wife died after Reuven died but before Levi did yibum, maybe Shimon may take Reuven's wife in yibum. Rav teaches that since at the moment of Reuven's death, the wife was also to Shimon, she remains also to him forever. In fact, Mara, this halacha is clearly stated in the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says if two brothers marry two sisters and one of the brothers dies without children, and then the second brother's wife dies, he can't do yibum since the yevama was also to him at the time of the brother's death. Mara said we would think that the halacha only applies in that case of that Mishnah since there's no third brother. So at the time of Reuven's death, the wife is not subject to yibum at all. So she's out. She's potter. However, when there's a third brother, since she remains subject to yibum to this bayis, if she then becomes mutter to Shimon, maybe he should be allowed to do yibum with her as well. Rather, therefore, teaches that if she becomes usher, even for a moment at the time of her husband's death, she remains usher to him forever. So the next Mishnah about three brothers, two of whom are married to two sisters, and a third, let's say Levi, who is married to an unrelated woman, and Reuven divorces his wife, and then Levi dies without children, and Reuven then does yibum to Levi's wife, and then Reuven dies without children. Shimon may do yibum to Reuven's wife, which was the unrelated woman. And this is what they said regarding what they said, that if any of the rayis died or were divorced, their tzaras are mutter even for yibum. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah suggests that the only reason the woman is mutter to Shimon is because Reuven had divorced his wife before Levi died. However, if Levi had died before the divorce, and then the story continued as above, it seems that she would be also to Shimon. Rav Ashi said, based on this, we see that our Mishnah holds that there is a Zika even when there's more than one Yavam. I, Rav Nachman, learned on the earlier Mishnah at the beginning of the Daf that the Tana holds that there's no Zika. So Rav Ashi will understand the earlier Mishnah differently. He'll say that even if Maimer was never given, the unrelated woman may only get Chalitza, not Yibum. The reason the Mishnah gives the case of Maimer is to show that we don't hold a Beit Shammai who say that Maimer creates a full Kinyan. How will Rav Nachman understand our Mishnah? Maimer says the Mishnah would hold that even if Levi had died before the divorce, she would later be mutter to Shimon and Yibum because there's no Zika. When the Mishnah says that this is regarding the case that we say this, it comes to exclude a case where Reuven did yibum to the unrelated woman and then divorced his wife. Zakhtamar, this only makes sense according to Rav Yirmiyahu, who said in the first perek that the first mission of the Masechta holds that Shimon will be mutter in this case unless Reuven was still married to the sister at the time of his death. And our Mishnah argues and says that Shimon is also to her if at any time the sister and Levi's wife were married to Reuven at the same time. According to that, we can say that our Mishnah comes to exclude the case of Rav Nachman said. However, according to Rava, who said that our Mishnah agrees that we only look at the time of Reuven's death, that's when we look to see if they're still married, then Rav Nachman's exclusion can't be correct. Zakhtamar, Rav Nachman must hold like Rav Yirmiyahu, and Rava must hold like Rav Ashi, that our Mishnah holds of Zika, and the case is where Levi dies and then Shimon dies without having done Yibam. And since Reuven is also to Shimon's wife as his Achos Ishtoi, he's also also to Levi's wife because she was a tzara of Shimon's wife through Zika. Zok the Mishnah, in the case of when Ever was married with a questionable Kedushin, a Safek Kedushin, or she was divorced with a Safek Get, the Tsaris must get Chalitza, may not be taken in Yibam. The case of the questionable Kedushin, Zok the Mishnah, would be where he threw their Kedushin money with a document that we're not sure if it landed within her four Amas or was not, and therefore we're not sure whether she acquired it. The case of the questionable divorce would be where he wrote it in his handwriting but had no witnesses on it, or if he had witnesses but it wasn't dated, or if it was dated but there was only one witness signed in it. These would be cases of a questionable divorce. Fek the Gemara, the Mishnah should death, if the get was placed in a situation where we were uncertain whether it was within her four amas or not, it would not be considered a questionable divorce, and it would not be considered a divorce at all, meaning that the tsar would remain potter from Yibam Chalitza. Why is that so? So Rabbi said, this tsar had a chazaka that she was potter from Yibam Chalitza by being the tsar of an erva. We will not say that a questionable divorce can then make her subject to Yibam Chalitza and go against the chazaka. If we treat divorce as effective, the tsar will be subject to Yibam Chalitza. So Abaye asked, we should say a similar logic regarding the question of a Safek Kedush. We should say that the tsara stood mutter to be taken in Yibam. Now we're saying that she's also based on a Safek Kedushin. So, although the Chazaka says to allow her to the Yavam, we say it's also based on a Chumr Dirabonim. But this is a Chumr that can lead to a Kula, because if we treat them as married for this purpose, people will come to treat them as married for all purposes. Meaning, if another man were then to give her this woman Kedushin, people will say there's certainly no Kedushin in this from the second man, when in reality there is a concern, because maybe the first Kedushin wasn't actually a Kedushin. So, since we require her to get Chalitza, people will realize it's only a Chumrah, and they won't treat her as being certainly married based on the question of the Kedushin. Why don't we say have the same chumra for a question of divorce, and also require a chalitza for the tzar, so that people will know it's only a chumra d'rabbanon? It says, could be concerned that if we require a chalitza, people may end up doing yibam as well. We should have that same concern in the case of the question of kedushin. Or it says, the chazak, by the case of the question of kedushin, the chazak actually allows yibam to be done. So if yibam ends up being done, not a big deal, but a question of divorce, yibam can't, the chazaka says, don't do yibam. So we don't want to lead it to a case where possibly yibam would be done.